Okay, so good morning. We are continuing with the Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf Tzadi Vav, Daf 96. We left off towards the bottom of the page on Tzadi Hei Amud Bet 95b. Let's jump right in. We're about 15 lines from the bottom. Fourth word on the line. Tanya Kevatei de Rav Papa. We have a Braita just like Rav Papa, right? Rav Papa yesterday said that the appreciation that's on the animal, let's say the animal got pregnant after the person stole it, it belongs to the thief. And over here, the machloket is just with regards to half, one-third, or one-fourth payment that he received. So the Gemara says, Tanik of Eder of Papa, we have a brighter just like him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ro'in ota ki ilu hi shuma islo bakesev lemechatzah shlish le'ravia. He says, we see it as if it's already evaluated with money by a half, one-third, or one-fourth that is given to the, that's the appreciation that goes to the ganav, the Gazlan. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, ki avenan be Rav Kahana ibailan. When we are in the academy of Rav Kahana, we ask the following question. Rabbi Shimon, da amar lemechatzal shish le ravia, hu de shakil gazlan. According to Rabbi Shimon, that says that the gazlan takes a half, one-third, or one-fourth, depending on the minhag medina. Ki misalkinan le bidme, misalkinan le, do we pay him with money? Or dilman bibisra shekol. Or maybe no, we actually say, he says, I want you to shech the animal and give me a piece of the animal. The animal itself. Or do we say you give him money? Which one is it? Upashatna mehad amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. We derived it from the following. Shlosha shamin lahen hashevach umalin otan bedamim. There are three people that evaluate for them the appreciation, but we give them money. Who are they? Ve'eluhen bechor lepashut. A bechor, firstborn, who really is from the father, is supposed to get the double portion. If let's say, Rashi explains, if let's say the non-bechor, in the Gemara's terms, pashut is referring to the non-bechor. If the non-bechor, he appreciates the value before the splitting happens to the children, then we don't say that part also, the bechor takes double, takes two times. Rather, they would split that part evenly. Right, so that's exactly what it's saying. The appreciation, the non bechor can come and collect it afterwards. Bidamim. Then second case, bal chov lelokeach, someone who owes money, from the buyer. Right, Rashi says bal chov hatoref lakochot bishvil chov sheyeshlo. If let's say that this person owed money, he comes and takes something because of a debt that he's owed, sheish lo al mocher, that he has on the seller, ain lo koach mimash yishbiach lokeach. He doesn't have koach to take what the buyer appreciated. Let's say this buyer, he bought something from this person. Reuven bought something from Shimon, right? And Reuven made the property better. He appreciated the property. Then someone comes and says, no, Shimon, you owed me money. I'm coming to collect from Reuven now that bought from you a property. He can't come and collect also the appreciation. Rather, he has to pay him for the appreciation. And of course, ubal chov le'etomim, a baal chov was owed by yetomim, by orphans. Rashi says, baal chov yored le'nechsei yetomim, goes into the property of the yetomim, b'shvil chov avien, because of a debt that's owed from the father. Ein lo b'mash yishbichu nechassim l'achar mitat avien kulum. They cannot go and collect what the orphans appreciated the value of the father's land after the father died. That belongs to the orphans. They have to pay the orphans in money. These are the three cases. So what do you see? You pay in money. So the Gemara says, V'hamar Shmuel Baal Chov. Sorry, I skipped the line. Amar l'Ravina l'Ravashi. Mi amar Shmuel Baal Chov l'dokeach yayiv l'shevach. Do we really say that the Baal Chov, the person owed money, gives to the buyer the appreciation that he did? V'hamar Shmuel says, Baal Chov gove itas shevach. The Baal Chov collects the Shevach, the appreciation. Amar le lo kashe, it's not difficult. Kan b'shevach ha-megeh le-ketefayim, v'kan b'shevach she'en ma-geh le-ketefayim. The difference is if it's appreciation that reaches the shoulders. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, kigon tevuah she-gadla kol tzarka, notna le-lokeach od damea. It says if you have grain that grew to its full extent, meaning it's completely ripened, it's not partial, it's completely grown and ready to be harvested, that if it's at that point that he appreciated it, then that you would give back to the buyer. But if not, if it's not at that point that it reached that stage, you would not give that to the buyer, rather the Baal Chov would collect it. Amar Lei, he said to him, V'ha ma'asim b'chol yom, v'kam magbe shmuel afilu shevach ha-megeh le-ketefayim. Hold on. We have incidents all day long, every day, and Shmuel goes and collects the appreciation, even if it reaches such a stage. So Amar Le Lakasha, it's not difficult. Flipping the Amud, Ha the Masik Be Keshiur Ara Ushvacha, Ha the Lo Masik Be Ela Keshiur Ara. The difference is if it's the land and appreciation, or it's just the land itself. Meaning, if it's just the land, the second part, then that he would pay to the lokeach, to the buyer. But if it's the ara and ushvacha, the land and the appreciation, that he would not pay to the buyer. So Amar Lei said back to him, Hanicha lemanda amar. That makes sense according to the opinion. Eat lezuzei lelokeach. If the buyer had money, lo matzi mesalek le baal chov, he couldn't have gotten rid of the baal chov shapir with money. Ela lemanda, that makes sense. Ela lemanda amar, eat lezuzei lelokeach. But according to the one who says, if he has money, matzi mesalek le baal chov, he could have gotten rid of the baal chov with money. Lemale, he should have just said, I have lizuzei, have mesalek nelach mekulei ara. If I had money, I would have given you money and gotten rid of you from the whole property itself. You wouldn't have bothered us at all. But now that I don't have money, hashta havli giriva dar ash yur shivachai. At least give me a small piece of land, which is the measurement, the amount of my appreciation that I did. So Amar Lei. So what do we say here? Acham amayaskina. What are we dealing with here? Kigon the shavyan nihalei apoteki. No, over here we're talking about a case where he made that part of the land an apoteki that the guy could only collect from that piece, that land. The Amar Lei lo yelecha piraon ela mizeh. You can only collect from here. So Rashi says ve'in nami havulei zuzei lelokeach lo matzei mesalek. Even if the buyer did have money, he would not have been able to get rid of, to remove the baal chov, because he's saying you can only collect from here. Amar Rava, Rava says, Gazal v'hishbiachu machar. If he stole, it appreciated and he sold it. Or v'gazal v'hishbiachu v'aurish. He stole, it appreciated, and he inherited it to his children. Mashu hishbiach machar, mashu hishbiachu aurish. What he appreciated, he sold. It's good. And what he appreciated, he inherited over, and that's good. And they have to come if they want. They can't just come and take it. Bayi Rava, hishbiach lokeach mau. What if the buyer who bought from him appreciated it? Batar de ba'aya hadar pasha. After we had the question, we came and answered it. Ma machar rishon l'sheni. What does the first person sell to the second one? Kos chut shetavo leyado. Any schut that he has. And just like he has the zechut, that appreciation belongs to him, so to the buyer has that zechut. So bayi Rava, yishpiach ove kochavim ma'u. What if a goy appreciated it? Amar le Rava chamidifti le Ravina. She says to Ravina, what, you want us to make this establishment for the goyim? Amar Lei, what are we talking about? No, he sold it to a Jew. The goy appreciated it and he sold it to a Jew. The Gemara says, sof, anything that comes from a goy is like a goy. So therefore, he doesn't have this zechut. So, gazal Israel nihalei. A Jew stole it and sold it to a goy. And the goy appreciated it. And goy went and sold it back to a Jew. My, what's the din? Mi amrina, do we say kevan de meikara Israel vahadar Israel avde rabanan takanta? Do we say that because initially it was by a Jew stolen, and at the end it was a Jew in his hands, so therefore we would say the chachamim made such an establishment that he keep the appreciation? Or Dilma, perhaps kevan de ika ovek chachamim beemza? Maybe because there's a goy in the middle. Lo avdunei rabbanan takanta. The chachamim did not make such an establishment. So the Gemara answers, teiku. We don't have the answer. We have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. Amar of Papa, Hayman de gazal dikla mechavrei vetkatle. If somebody stole a tree, a palm tree from his friend, and he cut it out, ve'afagav de shadim me'arada aradidei lo kane. Even though he replanted it into his land, he did not acquire it. My tamo, what's the reason? Mi'ikara dikla mikre. V'ashlem dami mikra dikla. At first, dikla mikre. At first, it was called a palm tree. Now it's still called a palm tree. So dikla v'avid gube. If he took a palm tree and he turned it into chopped up like wood, he cut it up. Lo kane, he still didn't acquire it. Hashlem miat gube de dikla mikre. It's still called like chopped up wood of a palm tree. Still called a palm tree. Gube v'avdinan kishure. If he took the chopped up wood and he made it into beams, kane, then he acquires it. If he took big beams and he made them into small beams, lo kane, he did not acquire. Avdinu ketsutziata kane. But if he made them into boards, which are a completely different name, then he does acquire it. Goes on the name. Amar Rava, Hayman de gazalu liva ve'avdin nu hutzei. If somebody stole a lulav and he made it into a hutzei, which is the leaves from the spine, so kane, he acquires it. The minikara lulav luliva mikre ve'hashta hutzei, because at first it was a lulav and now it's leaves. Hutzei ve'avdin chufya. If he stole leaves and he made it into chufya, what's a chufya? So Rashi says eskove. What's an eskove? So it's a broom. That's what it is. So if he took leaves and he made it into like a broom, kane, he acquires it. Meikara hutzei v'hashta chufya. At first it was leaves, now it's a broom. Chufya v'avdei sharshura. If he stole these leaves and then he made them into a rope, lo kane, did not acquire. My tama, what's the reason? The hadar satar le v'havi chufya. Because you can untie it and turn it back into the broom it was before. Ba'ir of papar of papar, a question. Nechleka tiyomet mau. What if the tiyomet, the top part of the spine, if it's split in the lulav, what's the din then? So Tashema, come and listen to the following. Damar Rabbi Matun, Amar Rabbi Shoben Levi, nitilat yomet pasul. If the tip of the spine, it got taken, it was removed, that makes the lulav pasul. So flipping Yamud, my love huadin lenechleka, is it not the same thing if it was split? And since therefore it is pasul in these cases, with regards to acquiring also, it's considered a shinui, and that's acquiring, because it's a different thing. So the Gemara says, lo, nitla shani, if it's removed, it's different, deha chasale, because there's something missing. So the Gemara says, ikad amri, some say, tashema, come and listen, damar rabbi shuv ben levi, damar rabbi matun, amar rabbi shuv ben levi, nechleka tiyomen, if the spine, the tip gets split, na'asaka mishu nitla u pasul, it's like it was removed, and it's pasul, shema minan, therefore it's coming to teach us, that yes, it is considered a shinui, and therefore he would acquire. Amar Papa Ravava says, Hai man de gazal afra mechavrev avdei leventa lo kane. If somebody stole dirt and he made it into a stone, he does not acquire it. My tama, what's the reason? The avar meshave le afra, because you can turn that stone back into dirt. It goes back to its original stage, so you didn't make a shinui. Leventa ve avdei afra, if you stole a stone and you made it into dirt, kane, then you did acquire it. My Amar, so why do you say that? Dilma hadara avid le leventa. Maybe you're going to turn it back into a stone. So hai leventa chariti hu panim chadashot ba'udakan. That's a completely different stone by doing so. And this is new faces I've come here, meaning it's a new entity altogether. V'amar av papa, hai man de gazal naska v'chavrei v'avid zuzei. Somebody stole silver from his friend and he made it into coins. Lo kane, did not acquire. What's the reason? My tama, hadar avelu naska, because he can turn it back into silver. Zuzev avdinu naska, if he stole coins and he made it into silver, kane, then he did acquire it. My amart, why do you say that? Hadar avelu zuzev, he can turn it back into coins from silver. So panim chadashot ba'ulakan, we say the same thing, that this is a new entity altogether if he turns it back into coins. Shechimev avdinu chadete, if he stole old dirty coins and he made them into new clean coins. Lo kane, did not acquire. Chadate v'avdinu shechime, if it was new coins, made it into old coins, kane, then he did acquire. Maya Mark, what are you saying? Hadar avelu chadate, you can turn them back into clean coins. So, meda yadiya shechmayu. No, there's a difference between a clean coin and a dirty coin. You know, you can always tell, and I think even today, you know, when you get like a brand new quarter from the bank, or a brand new dollar, and you feel the crisp of it, versus a, you know, not brand new, you can try it, but there's always going to be a way to, you know, to be able to differentiate between the new one and the non-new one, and that's what he's saying. Then we said in the Mishnah, Zeaklal, this is the general rule, all of the thieves, they pay for the value, what the value was at the time of stealing. So the Gemara says, what is it? Why did he need to say, this is the general rule? What was that coming to add? So the Gemara says, it's coming to add Rabbi Ila. Ganav talev v'nasa ayil. If he stole a lamb and it turned into a ram. Egel v'nasa shor. If it was a calf and turned into an ox. Nasa shinui v'yadok. Now the change happened in his hands. And he acquired the animal. Tavach umachar shelo tovach shelo umacher. If he slaughtered or sold it, he's slaughtering his own, and he sold his own. Ha'u gavra, that's what they're adding. So ha'u gavra, there was a person, the gazal padana de torer mechavre, he stole a pair of oxen from his friend. Azal kerabu kerava, he plowed with it. Zarabu zara, he planted with it. Lesof adrinu lemare, he returned it back to its master. So atel the commander of Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman in din, to know what to do. He stole his animal. He used it for his land. And now he's coming back and returning the animal. Is that all needs to be done? So Amarlo, Zilu Shumu Shvachad Ashbach. Go and evaluate the appreciation that happened in the land. So Amarle Rava, Toreh Ashbach, Aralo Ashbach. Hold on. Yes, you're right that the stolen oxen are the ones that appreciated the land. But the nutrients of the land itself also appreciated itself. It made the land itself better. So how can you say, and that was his own belongings. So how can you say just return the appreciation? It's not exactly like that. So Amar mi kamina nashaymu kule, palga kamina. Did I say to evaluate the whole thing? I'm saying half of it. He has to pay half of the appreciation. So Amar le, sof sof, at the end of the day, gezelahu v'kadra ba'ina. This is a stealing, and it's returned in its original state. Utnan, said in the Mishnah, kula gazlanin mishalmin kashad gezelah. All of the thieves, they pay what it was at the time of the stealing. Not now. So how do you explain this? So Amar le, he says back, lo amen alach ki yativna bedina lo tema limidi. Didn't I tell you that when I'm sitting in din, don't bother me, let me sit comfortably. Damar huna chavrin alai, huna my friend would say about me, anna v'shvur malka achei bedina. Me and Shvur Malka are brothers in judgment. Shvur Malka, who's Shvur Malka? Shemuel. He and Shemuel are brothers in, I mean, they're both like, they're brothers in the Beit Din. This guy, he's an old-timer. He's an old-time thief. We know him for a long time, and therefore we need to fine him. We can't let him off the hook. Although you're right in general, but in this situation, we're requiring him to give back half of that appreciated part of the land because we want to fine him so he stops stealing because he's a continuous thief. And that's how these sugya ends over here. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do one halakha. We discussed all different types of things. If a person stole and turned it into something else, when is it considered a shinu and when is it not? If he stole coins and made it into silver, that is a change and he acquires it, whereas silver to coins is not. So let's see the halakha. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Agozel etzim v'shifan." He cuts wood, he stole wood and he smoothened it, or he went inside and made kelim, or he stole wool and colored it, or he stole a brick and he made it into dust, or he stole stones and he chiseled them, or he stole ma'ot ve'tichan, or he stole coins and he like melted them and turning them back into silver. That was what we said. Zuzev avdinu naska, what's the halakha? Harez a shinui biado, that's considered a shinui, a change. Shim yaseh ma'ot acherot panim chadashot ba'ahen. Because if you make new coins from that silver, that's considered a new face, it's a new entity, it's no longer the previous coins, and therefore it would be considered a shinui, and he would have acquired had he done such a thing with his stolen coins. Okay, we'll stop there. Today we'll do a 1-minute recap on today's daf.